In the spirit of the holiday season, Philadelphia-based rockers The War on Drugs performed intimate shows at Johnny Brenda's for fans. More from WHYY's Corey Sharber.
The band's homecoming shows at the 250-person capacity venue in Fishtown connected the band not only with diehard fans, but also the neighborhood where they developed their craft. Frontman Adam Grandisile lived just around the corner from the bar in a house featured on the cover of their 2014 album, Lost in the Dream.
You know, Johnny Brenda's started for us as just like a corner bar that opened, you know, even before they had the upstairs, even before they had the back of it. It was just a great little community starting there, also with, you know, the existing community, and it was just our little pocket of Philly.
Drummer Charlie Hall reflected on the band's early days at the venue, saying one thing that always stood out to him was the support from other musicians.
So we would like play at Brenda's and it would just be like a hang, you know, like all of our friends and friends from other bands and fans. And then now it's like, it's especially cool because it's still that.
Proceeds from the shows went to the fund for the School District of Philadelphia. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.